Bitmart wallets fall to 69 melters as users report withdrawal freezes. Bitmart's wind down moved from announcement to a live problem for users on Monday, July 27, 2026, as customers reported withdrawal delays and on-chain freeze notices while the exchange's wallet balances kept shrinking. Blockchain analytics firm LookOnChain tracked only 58 wallets withdrawing about $805,000 over 24 hours and noted no withdrawals processed during the latest 8-hour window it reviewed. The reserve picture explains the urgency. Bitmart attributed wallets held roughly $69 million in crypto assets on Monday, down from about $102 million on July 6, according to on-chain tracking cited by Cointelegraph. Over the same stretch, the exchange's BMX token traded near 0.057, down about 81.5% over 7 days from around 0.31 late Friday. From wind-down notice to frozen requests, the exchange has published a closure timeline. Trading services are scheduled to end on August 26th, and the platform is expected to cease operations entirely by January 31st, 2027. In a statement, Bitmart said withdrawals remain available, but cautioned that requests may face additional compliance and security checks, including reviews of customer identities, login devices, withdrawal addresses, trading histories, and sources of funds. That framing sits awkwardly against what users describe. Some said they received completion emails for transactions that were never actually processed. Others reported on-chain withdrawal freeze notices and test withdrawals sitting pending for more than 30 minutes. Cointelegraph said it contacted Bitmart for comment and did not receive a response before publication. The gap between withdrawals remain available, and a queue where almost nothing clears is the part worth watching. A compliance-heavy review process can be legitimate, but for a customer it is functionally the same as a freeze, while their balance sits on a platform that has already announced it is closing. A custodial failure mode, not a market one. This is not a price story. BTC traded at $65,252, up 1.2% on the day, and ETH at $1,950, up 3.6%, as of July 27, 2026, per coin market cap, and the broader market was flat to firm with a fear and greed reading of 39. BMX's collapse and Bitmart's shrinking reserves are specific to one exchange retiring, following the recent BitMEX-linked exchange shakeout, rather than any market-wide sell-off. The mechanism matters because it repeats. When you hold a balance on a centralized exchange, you hold an IOU. Access depends on the operator staying solvent, cooperative, and technically able to process payouts. The moment any of those breaks, the balance you see in the app and the balance you can actually move apart. Bitmart's own language, extra reviews of identities, devices, addresses, and sources of funds is the throttle that turns a stated available into a practical wait. Binance co-founder Changpeng Zhao made a related point about why buyers hesitate to rescue struggling exchanges. Acquiring a centralized platform means inheriting its security vulnerabilities and liabilities, not just its user base. A distressed exchange is often worth less than its deposit sheet suggests, which is part of why wind-downs tend to end in slow drains rather than clean sales. Practical takeaways for anyone still holding on Bitmart. For users with funds still on the platform, the timeline is the clock. Trading ends August 26 and operations end January 31, 2027, so requests submitted now are competing against a shrinking reserve and a tightening review process. Small test withdrawals first, then larger ones, is the standard playbook when a venue is slowing payouts, though even test transactions were reportedly stalling here. The wider lesson is about where spendable money lives. Cards and wallets that let you spend directly from your own keys remove the exchange solvency dependency entirely because there is no operator sitting between you and your balance. The same logic applies to holding stablecoin balances in self-custody rather than parked on a trading venue you do not control. Custodial products still have real advantages in convenience and recovery, but Bitmart is a reminder that the disclosed features never include the exit risk. None of this requires panic about exchanges broadly. It is a reminder that your balance on a custodial platform is a claim, and claims are only as good as the counterparty behind them. When that counterparty announces it is closing, the safest assumption is that the queue gets longer, not shorter.